this is what you're fighting for. I mean, every day you're out there.
What they're doing is blowing people off.
If you continue to look the other way and shut up, then the oppressors, the authoritarians, get total control and total power. Because this is just like in Arizona. This is just like in Georgia. It's another element that backs them into a corner and shows their lies and misrepresentations.
This is why this audience is going to have to get engaged. As we've told you, this is the fight.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room, Battleground. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Monday, 4th March, year of our Lord, 2024, on a day that so much is happening. Other things we need to get into, because they're inextricably linked with our victory. The invasion on the southern border is continues relentlessly. And Biden and these guys, he's going to try to do it on Thursday, come up with every excuse in the book. Remember, his comment is they deserve to be here, people that deserve to be here. The polling we saw last week that I continue to go back to, because it's quite important to kind of set the stage of what's happening here in this presidential election, also for the House and the Senate, is there's a massive shift underway demographically and regionally to support Trump policies and therefore to support Trump. Remember the Bloomberg poll, the New York Times poll, and the CBS poll. President Trump's now, most importantly, over 50% in the CBS poll, 52-48. The crosstabs, and when I say crosstabs, that is the analysis and analytics that is below the surface of the top lines of the poll that most people focus on. One of the most interesting things that are coming out is African Americans and Hispanic citizens, that they are coming to President Trump in droves. And that is, you break that grip of the Democratic Party on these people, on these folks, you're going to have a tectonic plate shift like 1932, and it may be upon us. We got to execute. One of the ways to execute that is to make sure those folks have access to information, because they're not going to get it from the mainstream media that continues to tell them that MAGA is xenophobic, nativist, racist, everything, threat to democracy, rural white rage, all of it. I want to bring in Lou Murray. One of the most brilliant things I've seen, and this is off a story. There are two stories. Really, you got Chicago, you got San Francisco, you got L.A. But in New York City, in Harlem, you've had this situation where you had these kind of very nice apartment buildings that were built by the city but hadn't been occupied by residents. And they announced, or Adams announced a couple of weeks ago, they were actually going to turn it over and let illegal alien invaders live there. And the community in Harlem went absolutely nuts. And guess what? Adams, those guys backed down. And everything since then has been a kind of a retreat, as Adams trying to say, oh, we're not a sanctuary city. You know, I'm not really going to give them $10,000 each, on and on and on. The other is in what is the supposedly the most liberal city in the United States, or the most progressive city, is Boston, Massachusetts. I'm going to bring in Lou Murray now. You know, mainly know Lou from the, Catholic radio and your show and all the great stuff and work you do. But you came with an idea to really bring the great Todd Benzman, who's the best analytically of exactly what's going on, and not just doing the analysis, being a former Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Ranger intelligence officer, he's gone to the Darien Gap. He's gone and done reporting into Mexico. Your idea was to bring him actually up to Roxbury, let him have a presentation, and let the citizens in that community understand what happened, why they took their community center. Just like in Harlem, they tried to take the apartments away. They took a community center that young black kids go to do a host of activities, you know, play ball, but also learn to knit and do, you know, crafts. And it seems to be a thing that ties the community together. They wanted to shut that down and tell the black kids, oh, well, you can go out to the suburbs and there's some community centers out there in these white suburbs and, you know, go have good luck getting out there. But you do that, we're turning this over to the illegal alien invaders as a community center for them. Lou Murray, you've come up with a brilliant idea to actually bring Benzman up there and just let him address the community. But that's met with kind of a firestorm. You have not been well received by the establishment Republicans or some of the local liberal leaders. Walk us through what's happening.
Well, we've had this group called Bostonians Against Sanctuary City for 7 years, and we've pushed back. We've had an ICE appreciation rally. We've had Michelle Falcon come and speak. We've had all kinds of panel discussions with members of the 9/11 Commission and Jessica Vaughn for Centers for Immigration Studies. So we've done this stuff in the past, but with the takeover of the Roxbury Recreation Center, you don't even know the half of it, Steve. I could spend an hour with you, but they've actually every single day, this ultra-liberal communist governor, Maura Healey, says, I'm happy to announce we're opening a new shelter. And so they put a shelter in South Boston in a building that's owned by the Unitarian Church. It's an office building. It's not safe as a shelter. It's not a place to sleep. We have an open-air drug market courtesy of the cartels, like every major American city on the East Coast. We had an addiction center there since you and I have last talked. That addiction center has been closed down, and they've filled that with single male migrants. So now you've got the single male migrants. They get kicked out at 9 a.m. They come back at 5 p.m. But in the meantime, they're walking around the open-air drug market. It's a recipe for disaster. Over the weekend, new shelters opened in the Fort Point Channel District of Dorchester, a working class, you know, mixed race community of everybody from every color and creed under the sun, but a real community that, you know, cares for people and cares for their homes and have stayed in the city. And suddenly they're being dumped on with no. None of these shelters ever get a public hearing. They may get a Zoom call where the city can pack the Zoom call in the state with, you know, people that'll say, you know, tut, tut, anybody that says anything negative. But we've got over 7,530 families, right? The state won't give us the actual number. They just say families in shelter. 3,800 are in hotels and motels. 3,600 are in traditional shelters. 1,143 families are being guarded by our National Guard. It's a complete disaster. And I want to warn everyone from Massachusetts or the region who is watching the war room. The state, our senators, Warren and Markey, along with our congresspeople, Lynch and Catherine Clark, have pressured the Department of Homeland Security to speed up the security vetting for the fake asylees and the fake refugees, and so that they can get their working permits faster. Usually it takes 9 months to get a working permit as an asylee or a refugee. They've taken shortcuts to get this down to 4 months. So hopefully their idea is if we can get them out, get them working, and of course that means depress the wages of the working class people in Greater Boston, they can get them out of the shelters and then refill the shelters with more people. And I just want to point out that this is Boston. This is the city of shortcuts. This is the city that filled two airliners full of 12 of the 19 hijackers on 9/11. And there was all kinds of problems at Logan Airport that day, but we know what the end of the story was. This is the city where the asylum court is so corrupted that for years, Catholic Charities has been shipping people in here on tourist visas and then turning them into asylees and refugees, including the two brothers, Saniyev, who blew up a bomb on Patriots Day, our marathon day, also the day we commemorate the great patriots at the Rood Bridge at Lexington and Concord. And I'm predicting right now in the war room more chaos, the likes of what happened to Lake and Riley, very sadly. But, you know, with the volume of people coming, we can't help but have people slip through the cracks, especially when our leaders, our governor, our congressional district's representatives, our senators are all urging shortcuts.
But here's what I understand. In this liberal city of which I had the honor to actually go to school, and it's the most progressive. It's even more progressive than San Francisco. How can they justify community centers like this Roxbury Community Center? And let me say something else. When I went up there after my naval service. You know, I'm a kid from Richmond, Virginia, and Norfolk, Virginia. So I'm you know, a son of the South. And I kept hearing all this thing, you know, the South's so racist, the South's so terrible. And I was raised in a predominantly black area of Richmond, Virginia, north of the river. And people got along, and, you know, it was what it was. But it didn't seem like anything that big a deal. I get up to Harvard to and there's no black people, none. And I asked her, and I said, hey, how come there's you never see any black people around here in Cambridge? You just never see any black people. And they go, oh, well, they're all over in Roxbury. And I go, what's Roxbury? And they go, oh, well, that's a place that, you know, the blacks live in Boston. They're not around the rest of the city. They're over in Roxbury. And I was always stunned by the innate racism of the Brahmins. These the people really that were the abolitionists and in the thinkers in back of the abolition movement are, I don't know, I don't want to say racist, but certainly they believe in segregation, at least up into through the 1980s when I was there. How can they also oversee this, that this community center in Roxbury is being turned over to illegal alien invaders, and the kids are just told to, well, you know, go out to the white suburbs and figure out how you get to a community center out there?
These people will justify anything in their minds, and they're willing. They don't want it. They answer any question of the diminution of the African American community in Roxbury with a finger right back in our faces, saying, "You're racist. You're with Trump." And you know what we hope will come out of this event on Tuesday night, March 5th, 7 p.m. West Roxbury Elks Hall, is that people can see for themselves that the DHS continues to fly in flight after flight after flight in the evenings into Logan Airport, into Hanscom. The state cannot keep up with the amount of people. They've got, when we first talked 2 weeks ago, they were opening the shelter in Roxbury to relieve all the people that were sleeping at Logan Airport. Logan Airport is now filled all over again with fake refugees and fake asylees laying on the floors and sleeping all night. It's a humanitarian disgrace, is what it is. And you know,
are the people in Boston, the people in Massachusetts, waking up to what's going on here? I know you're having this event. I want to go back over in a second where you're going to have. But are people waking up to the fact that these are illegal alien invaders, and the government is actually working on the side to make the invasion worse and to make it the scale of it so it can't be reversed? Do people get that?
Yeah, I think there are two factors that are happening, Steve. One is that the African American community is realizing that they're just being looked over as the, you know, the old girlfriend, and these newcomers are going to be a much more reliable voting base. We use the Syracuse University tracker for the immigration courts, and there's, in the last 18 months, over 260,000 illegal border crossers have registered into the Boston Immigration Court. You know, it's estimated that there could be another 260,000. The Democrats use power to consolidate power, and the Republicans use power to promote their friends in the lobbying industry, you know, unfortunately. And I really do think that people are starting to see that they're just importing more voters into Massachusetts to maybe get one, possibly two more congressional seats. And the other thing that's waking up people is that our attorney general, who is Soros's first elected attorney general in the United States, Andrea Campbell, she is using the Regional Transportation Authority that runs all our trolleys and trains off into the suburbs, and instituting new building guidelines that will allow like massive 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 unit apartment style buildings into these tiny little suburbs. And people are pissed. We have two towns currently suing the state. And I think people are starting to see the picture that They want to bring the immigrants into the suburbs and make some of those suburban schools shoulder the cost that Boston
wow.
has.
Wow.
You know, wow. And nobody wants to talk about second and third consequences of this. The numbers that we're looking at, which is close to $1 billion already spent or earmarked in the state budget of state taxpayer dollars, and they're looking at $500 million shortfall, is the second and third second and third level consequences is that you've got these Haitian immigrants who I love, and they are, I know I'm getting blown up in your Getter live stream because I'm using the word migrant, not illegal alien, and hat tip to the screamers.
Yeah, you're just another pussy from Boston, but that's okay. Continue on. We got it, Lou. We understand. You're a bleeding heart Catholic. That's okay. Keep going. The audience loves you. They understand you have some faults.
Thank you, Steve. What's happening is all of these Haitian families left Haiti. They were in Chile. They were in Brazil. Kids are all learned. They're speaking Creole at home. They learned Spanish to get into the Brazilian schools. Now they're coming into Boston. They're not fluent in either Creole or Spanish. And yet now we've got to take them on and try to teach them English. So this is just a complete disaster for average, everyday Americans with kids in schools in this region. And the cost is just going to be astronomical.
Lou, one more time. Where is this? What time is it going to take place? Where is it going to be? How can people that are still in the Warren Posse get there? Of course, we want as many residents of Roxbury there, but we'd love to have our audience attend also. I know it's going to be overflow. Where do people go and how to get more information?
So we are holding the event in the next neighborhood over from Roxbury. Whenever you have a controversial speaker in this town, going all the way back to Frederick Douglass, it's a tough place to get a hall. But we've had a good relationship with the Elks Hall in West Roxbury. That's where we're holding the event. It's free. Doors open at 6. From 7 to 8 p.m., Todd is going to talk, and he's going to show some video that he shot in the last few days at the border. And then we're going to have question and answer. Then he's going to do some book signing. It's free to get in. The books are $20 each. Please, come bring some money. Bring cash so we can sell the books and get rid of them. And Todd will autograph it for you. And then we're going to have all the results from Super Tuesday on the big video screen. And the Elks are going to have the bar open so you can have a hoodie or a fine how do you do, whatever your preference is. And maybe we'll get an early start on St. Patrick's Day and another Trump victory, Super Tuesday.
It's Super Tuesday. Lou Murray, thank you very much. What is it? How did people get to your show? How did they get to all your writings? How did they get to all the trouble you're stirring up?
Yeah. I'm a guest. I'm strictly a guest host on other people's programs, but that you can find me in the Boston Herald, and I'm on Twitter at Lewis L. Murray Jr. 1. Yeah, follow me on Twitter, and I'll keep you up to date on what's happening on the loony leftist town of Boston.
Unbelievable. Lou, thank you so much and thank you for doing this. Took a lot of courage to do this. It's been overwhelming, the reaction to it. So great job, sir.
Steve, I heard someplace, action, action, action. Thank you very much for all your support.
Thank you. Using your agency, sir.
Yes. I'm going to be a force multiplier.
These New England states, force multiplier. These New England states, folks, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, you're just going to be losing folks by the drove. They're not going to stick around for this. They're going to leave. They're going to go to Texas and South Carolina and Arizona. You watch. And these folks love New England. They don't want to leave. They don't want to leave their home, but they're not going to be able to live like this. It's insane. Then the tax base is going to go down. The bigger deficits, they're going to want to look for the federal government for bailout after bailout after bailout. Brian Costello, this situation you've been following, and this ties back to the corruption, Sequoia Capital, all of it. Kyle's got a video out, a clip off a show that I put up about the coming economic collapse of China. He's got very specific take on it, and I don't always agree with Kyle Bass, but he's very smart when it comes to China. This situation, I was just down in Texas. People are talking about this. This murder investigation of McConnell's sister-in-law, and really the sister of Chow, who's a cabinet member multiple times in multiple administrations, and also with her dad, obviously the family's directly tied to the Chinese Communist Party. This thing's getting gnarly. And the timing of it, of McConnell stepping down, you have a lot of people, a lot of investigators, a lot of people online saying that, calling for McConnell to step down immediately as the senator from Kentucky. And they think his stepping down, stepping back as being a majority leader in November, but really taking quite a bit of hands off even right now, is directly tied to this situation in Texas. Can you get us up to speed?
Yeah, 100%, Steve. First off, as a native Bostonian who's actually been to the Roxbury Community Center, I was Lou was tugging at my hearts on that. I'd love to get to the Elks and have a hoodsy with them. Listen, Steve, it's all tied in. I mean, what you're seeing with Warren, you know, what you're seeing with McConnell's colleagues in the Senate, Warren, is they got to change the electorate to maintain power. And the reality is, we're all figuring out that they haven't been representing the interests of the country, and particularly the people in the lower socioeconomic environments in Roxbury. So it's, you know, this stuff's all tied together. Related to McConnell, he needs to step down immediately. I mean, when you're can't be forthcoming about potential crimes on your ranch.
Hang on. His sister-in-law, and at first they surprised you. Were all over it from the beginning, and you told me the very first moment we talked offline, you said, Steve, this stinks to high heaven. You watch, there needs to be an investigation. The local authorities clamped down on this and let no information out at all. And then finally, when information started dripping, they kind of leaked out that it was a suicide, she was manic depressive, whatever. Now it's a murder investigation. Why should McConnell? It's his sister-in-law. He's in Washington, D.C. How can you make the claim he should step down immediately as a United States senator? Well, first off, as majority leader, I mean, really step down, but even step out as a senator from Kentucky. On what empirical evidence do you and the Kyle Bass of the world tie that together to make a compelling argument to the War Room posse?
Steve, I tweeted out, I didn't even realize it. I looked at it 2 years ago when Ukraine happened, right? And people forget this, right? So the Ukraine invasion was supported by China, right? Vladimir Putin, right before the Olympics, and they went in and they were assembling 250,000 troops on the border, was out with a manifesto with Xi. And the only reason Russia did this is because they had China's support economically. So you knew immediately, we've got a Senate minority leader and his family who are making oodles of money in China investments. And so now China's taking this kinetic through Russia. So I had tweeted out at the time, like, listen, watch for this. Breyer, McConnell's brother-in-law, is going to have some problems. He has all these investments in China, invested in Baidu, is invested in Sheen. And, you know, China, the Chinese Communist Party, and this gets lost on everybody in America, when they help you be successfully financially, they expect you to be beholden to them wherever you are in the world. So what Breyer did, getting on, this is Chow's husband, getting on Bloomberg TV in Davos saying he hadn't invested in China in 18 months, you know, was a no-no. China, you know, Kyle's been doing some great work pointing to the financial issues China's having right now. One of the issues is foreign direct investment. We built China, right? We shipped all our manufacturing over there. In the Biden administration's climate agenda, they're pushing, the auto industry to China as kind of a bailout, right? So now all of a sudden, the person that's responsible for policy to protect
when you say pushing the auto industry, the empirical evidence that backs it up is the genius at UA, the United Auto Workers, the quote unquote strike. They cut a deal, and the deal basically was to get higher wages and better benefits in the short term, but to concur with the shift to electric vehicles. Electric vehicles are all essentially going to be made in China. Most importantly, all the parts of the internal combustion engine, what we call under the hood, is all made in Michigan and, quite frankly, in Toledo, Ohio, and other places. that is all going to go away. So you're saying that concurrence, that Biden has basically concurred with the Chinese Communist Party, that really, as they envision it, not that it's actually going to happen because people hate electric vehicles, as they see it, that the automotive industry is going to shift to China, and this is because of action of the Sequoia capitals of the world, the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden. Is that your theory of the case?
Yeah, look at the average electric vehicle requires 2,000 semiconductors, right? Most of the semiconductors, and some of them are high-end semiconductors, are produced by Taiwan Semi. China said it's going to take Taiwan back under its control. So why in our right minds would we possibly be pushing, providing tax incentives, doing all these things to push people to buy electric vehicles when we're not going to control the supply chain? From start to finish. I mean, we just saw during COVID when we were trying to get masks that having them produced in China. So it makes no sense other than the fact that the only place it makes sense is, China's economy has been a sham, right? You can't build an economy, Steve, off stealing other people's intellectual property, building ghost cities and cheap labor. Right. It doesn't work, and have protectionist measures and closed capital accounts. The only reason we hear about the miracle of China.
Hang on one second. I want to hold all that. We're going to come back after a break. Brian Castell is going to join us. The murder mystery surrounding leader McConnell only deepens. As Brian's telling you right now, Xi's economy looks like a house of cards, not us saying it. It's places like the Financial Times, Fortune Magazine, Forbes. Times of turbulence, particularly global geopolitical and geostrategic turbulence, you need to know about gold as a hedge. Go to birchgold.com/Bennett. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team about gold and precious metals as a hedge. Immerse yourself in information. Back in a moment. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their service and their values as a company. They are an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and it's why I am proud and the War Room Posse is proud to partner with them. For Black Friday, Patriot Mobile wants to give you a brand new smartphone when you make the switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. Let me repeat that, without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and much more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, and for a limited time, get a smartphone for free. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. That's FRIDAY76. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. Again, we're talking about a free smartphone. Offer is eligible only with the Black Friday promo code FRIDAY76. This is a limited time offer. Join me. Make that switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. Promo code FRIDAY76.
Of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, PublicSQ.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as a consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at PublicSQ.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner, download the app now. That's PublicSQ.com, PublicSQ.com.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room Battleground with Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, we're gone at the end of the day today. We're going to have three, with everything going on, we got three pretty explosive folks. Lou Murray in Roxbury, and Costello's a Boston guy, in Roxbury, or West Roxbury, because that's the only place they could have it over at the, I think, the Elks Hall, is having our own Todd Bensman go up there into the Lion's Den and make a case to the folks in Roxbury, the black community there, that the reason their community center is being taken from them, it's happening all over the country, is because of an illegal alien invasion. Not just supported, but planned, executed, and exacerbated by the Biden regime and all their minions like Governor Healey in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Brian Costello is going to come back and join us in a second. He's making the argument that, as he's made, and they're so tied up, that Mitch McConnell, the CCP, Sequoia Capital, all of it, he's arguing, as many people, and I think even Kyle Bass, and Kyle's not really on our side politically. He's not a – he's kind of a hate Trump guy. They're making the case that McConnell's got to go. He's got to go now. That this investigation to the murder of his sister, there's something that stinks to high heaven, and it's wrapped up in so much more that they're wrapped up in. Of course, we're going to have the always controversial Tiffany Justice, who's been trending all day. They're calling her Klanned Karenhood. Our own Tiffany Justice, as sweet and nice as she is, comes across as like a old school librarian, not a new school librarian. But Tiffany's going to join us after her 60-minute throwdown with Scott Pelley last night. So, Costello, just go back to your argument. Why? You've been on this from day one, and you said, hey, there's something going on here, and you've been right. And now they admit they got a murder investigation going on in this thing. Why is the sister-in-law, and she's married to a very powerful guy, why does that require McConnell to step down? I mean, not just say he's going to step down in November, to step down today as leader in the Senate of the Republicans, and some are even making the case, resign as a senator from Kentucky immediately.
Yeah, listen, I think, you know, leadership is about integrity and being in a position to put your foot down in the right areas. And when you need to hide potentially a suspicious death, and they're not even, Steve, being forthcoming about who owns the ranch. Some people have said it's Breyer, his brother-in-law. Some people have said it's McConnell and Kyle who actually own it. So when you have a ranch that's clearly paid for by Chinese profits, and you can't even be honest about what happened, have an investigation, right? You're going to let rumors get started about electric vehicles. You're going to get rumors started about what happened, and you can't even be forthcoming with the American people. How can you be in a position to be the leader when we have sensitive things like election integrity, policy that needs to be developed to China? You can't even deal with a tragic event.
Are you saying the fix is in because Angela Chow is married to one of the most powerful investors in the world and a quite controversial figure himself, and she's sister-in-law to one of the top five most powerful political figures in the United States, that in and of itself, that there's a murder investigation going on would lead to McConnell having to resign?
Listen, we have the House running a investigation into China corruption in the sitting president. The Senate is not participating in it. Right? The Senate's run by McConnell, who's also made a fortune in China. Right? We have issues with election integrity and Chinese nationals coming over the border. We have billionaire donors with investments in China. Mitch McConnell's not in a position to lead this country at all right now. Mitch McConnell should be under his own investigation. Who owned the ranch? Right? Has he been hiding China profits? Well, you know, and anybody that supports him is not supporting the interests of the American people. The interests of the American people are not aligned with the Chinese government right now. They've supported two kinetic wars. They've supported Ukraine, the Ukraine invasion. They've supported Iran, you know, who's obviously behind a lot of the issues in the Middle East. McConnell cannot lead us.
I realize you're a venture capitalist and not a macro financier, but real quickly, do you agree with Kyle Bass has come out with quite detailed television presentations, podcast presentations, and his own Twitter stream? He's making an argument backed up by some pretty compelling evidence that I've been saying for a while, but it's good to know Kyle's on board, that there's an imminent collapse of Xi's Chinese economy. Do you agree with that?
I 100% agree. You cannot have foreign direct investment crashing in an economy that has relied on foreign direct investment. And, you know, its largest real estate companies are all bankrupt at the same time. That requires foreign investment. And I think we're in a huge risk right now, Steve. I think we have a compromised leadership in Washington that's put compromised leadership around them, like Mitch McConnell. We have a compromised White House, and we need leadership today that's gonna look out for the interests of the country and not the billionaires that are invested in China. I 100% agree with that. I don't think this helps Taiwan, Steve. I think this, you know, the timeline on Taiwan from everything I'm hearing is accelerated. So,
where do people get to you on your Twitter account?
On Twitter, it's BP Costello.
Brian, thank you very much. We'll stay on top of this with you.
Thank you, Steve.
The alternative economy, we were honored to go down yesterday with Glenn Story and the team at Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon right now to get your free connection. If you shift to their service is absolutely outstanding. It layers on top of all the mobile carriers. But you're dealing directly with Patriot Mobile. Remember, their call center is 100% American citizens. They take X amount of their profit, I think 10% of their profits, funnel it back into charities, people that support like the Second Amendment, people that are Christian-oriented. It's a Christian company with Christian values. They're up in your face about that. They won't back down. Yesterday was absolutely incredible. 1,000 people at Marty B's in Denton, Texas, all put on by local folks. And, of course, Patriot Mobile was there to support Ken Paxton and others. So just an incredible, incredible turnout, incredible company. Go check it out today, patriotmobile.com/Bannon. Also in the alternative economy, Public Square. They've gotten themselves public, got plenty of cash. They're ramping up publicsquare.com. I think there's 50,000 people, goods and services that you get. And all this is free. Either go to the website or download the app. It's totally free to you. You get to review all these products and services of people who support your values. Tens of thousands have signed up. The feedback we've gotten from the Warren Posse is incredible. Remember, it's totally free. PublicSquare.com. Either go to the website or just download the app. Michael Seifert and the team have just built an incredible app, an incredible website, an incredible company. The parallel economy for patriots. Stop giving your money to people that hate you. Okay, we got a cold open now for Tiffany Justice, the one and only. Let's go in and play it from last night. We'll bring Tiffany on.
We wanted to know about the messages on Mom's X account, which adopts the extremist smear with, if they don't like being called groomers, they should stop trying to groom our kids.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm going to say that if we'd have to see the exact tweet. Tiffany manages our Twitter account.
So we read more exact tweets from their account. This targets a librarian. You want to groom our children and we're supposed to give you love? Again, Justice and Duskovich went to their talking points.
I'm just asking, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by grooming?
Parents want to partner with their children's schools, but we do not co-parent with the government.
Grooming does not seem like a word that you want to take on.
You know, we did some polling. And we asked, we really wanted to know, where are the American people on this issue of parental rights and what's happening in our schools?
Dodging questions like those was not an option back in Beaufort, South Carolina. Critics of the book ban said they knew what groomer meant, and they saw it as a threat to people of color and the LGBTQ community.
Okay, Tiffany, so cut to the chase. What does it mean? What is groomer, and why did you seem to kind of dance around when Scott Pelley's trying to get in your grill?
Yeah, so we didn't dance around. We actually answered the questions. We were releasing transcripts from the interview last night on Twitter or on X or whatever we're supposed to call it these days. And so we answered his question multiple times. I talked about gender ideology. In fact, Steve, what I shared with Scott and they didn't air was the story of January Littlejohn and how her daughter was put into behind closed doors with the school counselor and was asked to fill out 6 pages of forms where she was encouraged to keep secrets from her parents about her gender identity or perceived gender identity. So just to be clear, anyone getting driving a wedge between a parent and the child, asking children to keep secrets, sexualizing children, injecting toxic ideologies, Marxist ideologies into the mind of a child, is grooming that child outside of the parent. And, you know, parents have the fundamental right to direct the upbringing of their kids. This isn't even up for question. So it was an interesting conversation with Scott. I wish he had been more honest in airing the parts of the interview that we sat with him for over an hour and a half, but he was not.
Okay, so they do this all the time. When I left the White House in 17, they came to me to do my first, I'd never done an interview before. And I told them that I would do it under one condition, because they have a history of what's called selective editing.
That's right.
I would do it as long as they committed. They could ask me any question and they could stay as long as they wanted. But from the moment the camera rolled to the moment the camera stopped, that all had to go up online. I realized there was only going to be one segment. I think the segments are, I don't know, 20 minutes long, roughly. And they agreed to that. And in fact, the producer, who had been there for 30 years, only the second time in his history as a producer, they actually, my interview was 2 segments. It was 40 minutes.
Wow.
Because they found it so compelling of my sort. Yeah. The only other person he had done in 30 years was John Gotti. The only other that had given 40 minutes. So I'm in good company. But Charlie Rose gave the interview for it was 3 hours, and they had it hooked up so the president of CBS News was on the computer telling him questions asked. I was ganged up. I had Charlie Rose, had the producer, I had the head of CBS News at the time. But they played, because Charlie Rose had a show on Bloomberg, they played all 3 hours. They played 1, 2, 3 nights in a row, the entire interview. Oh. You're arguing that you answer the question as you do on War Room all the time. Because I found it odd when I looked at it. I go, well, hang on. She and Deskovich handle this all the time. It looks kind of strange. You're saying they selectively edited out your answers.
Yeah, they wanted to make it seem like we didn't know what we were talking about, I guess, which you know is not the case. Tina and I always know what we're talking about these issues, because we are in touch with thousands and thousands of moms across the United States of America, and they are telling us what is happening in their schools very directly. There are court cases all over the United States of America right now about the fact that parental rights are being challenged by the state, by the government. And so you know, 60 Minutes had obviously a slant. I mean, from the beginning, even from the beginning, I think the way that Scott Pelley introduced us, it was, you know, highly editorialized, right? I think he said something about, you know, extremist right wing, you know, activists or hate, something about hate speech. Anyone who says groomer is hate speech. And, you know, the truth of the matter is when the drag queens in the Drag Queen Story Hour white paper talk about coming into your children's classrooms, they talk about leaving glitter in the carpet. They talk about teaching your children alternate ways of knowing to look at the world. If that isn't grooming, I don't know what is.
So how do people, this is what we got to do here, because we had a vast audience of Warren Posse that were furious last night of how CBS did this. I'm looking to you for how I do you. I know you have those transcripts. We can put that up and we will push it out. But I think we actually, I think it may make a sense when we clear some time up in the 6 o'clock hour where we have a little more flexibility to have you and Tina come back and maybe even read the responses. I'll play Scott Pelley, but because the transcript is totally different than the editing. And here's what they did. They teed it up. You're extremists. You're right wing. You're essentially bad and evil people that are hurting people, bullies, whatever you want to call it. Then they selectively edited your interviews and put other people in there to try to reinforce that. Now today you're trending. And I think one of the terms is Klan, was it Klansman Karenhood? Right. They're trying to say that you're the new Klan. So from the point of view of Moms for Liberty, which has had explosive growth, particularly on this topic of grooming in public schools, what is your recommendation of how we not just push back, but overwhelm 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley and CBS in trying to destroy this organization?
Yeah, we're going to continue to speak out about exactly what it was we talked about in the interview and the work that our moms are doing. You know, Steve, one of the things that was really important that Scott Pelley didn't do last night was actually show me reading from the books to him. In the transcript, you'll see book after book after book, me reading one book in particular about pleasuring a man with your hand. I, you know, spoke and I tweeted that out. If you go to my X page, you can look at and see I actually put a piece of the transcript there where I was reading to him and none of that was shared. So the truth of the matter is, it's 60 Minutes that censors. And it's important for us all to understand that, you know, these storied institutions, Legacy Media, 60 Minutes, who, you know, I think, you know, as you said, they aired your interview completely. And that's wonderful that they did that for you. We also asked the question about whether or not the answers that we gave would be connected to the questions that were asked. And they gave us assurances that, yes, they would. If there are any lawyers watching this and you'd like to try to help me to navigate dealing with 60 Minutes, I'm open to ideas, but I've been talking with a few and we're trying to figure out how exactly.
Hang on. Are you thinking of suing 60 Minutes?
You know, Steve, I want to make sure that I'm releasing information in a legal way so that the public can understand exactly what's happening with our media in general. You know, Tina and I did an interview earlier today and they said, why would you go on 60 Minutes? And I said, because Tina and I take every single opportunity to get out in front of Americans and let them know that our education system is failing, that they are paying into a system, that the outcomes are abysmal and enough. We have had enough. They are undermining our own country. Undermining America, unions, the government is undermining the taxpayers of the United States of America and our future with our own money. And it has to stop. That's the one thing I was thrilled that they did show was me calling out the unions, which, you know, I love to do.
Are you saying for a fact when we see the transcript that the questions that Scott Pelley asked were edited with answers you gave for other questions, that there's not a direct link between the question and your answer?
It's highly edited, so it would come in halfway through an answer, or Tina would give an answer, and then they would cut her off and would, you know, go to another answer or go to another part of the story. And so what it was made to look like we weren't actually giving complete answers when we were giving complete answers.
Okay, perfect. We'll figure out some way to do this. Mom, I know you're going on offense. Your all the social media for you and Tina, where do they go? And then where do they go to Mom Celebrity? Because they just announced on CBS they're out to destroy you. They fear your message and they fear you empowering, particularly moms, to take over school boards, to get into these libraries, to get this pornography out. They've declared, CBS, I don't know if you realize or not, declared war on you last night, personally, individually, Tina also, but also Moms for Liberty. I mean, their objective is to put you out of business. Of that, there can be no doubt. So I know you're going to go on offense, and Tina, you guys are fighters. I want people to know where they can go to get the information they need to, one, understand this fight, observe this fight, and if they want to participate in this fight.
Absolutely. So you can go and follow us on X, as it's known. I'm at the number 4, Tiffany Justice, and it's Tina Deskovich, at Tina Deskovich. And Moms for Liberty is Moms, the number 4, Liberty. There you see our national summit coming up at the end of August in Washington, D.C. Again, we go right to the belly of the beast. You know, I'll go on Tamron Hall. I'll go speak to Joy Reid. We'll go on anywhere that we need to go in order to spread this message of parents and community members needing to get involved in their local government. It's incredibly important that we stay focused on issues, especially with this presidential campaign heating up. We need to stay focused on the issues that are impacting our families and make sure that people get out and are voting. You can follow us on Facebook. We have a really vibrant Facebook page. Our chapters have Facebook pages if you're a member. Go to our website. Check and see if there's a chapter in your area. And if there isn't a chapter in your area, your listeners, Steve, are the most amazing listeners and viewers. And we have started so many chapters through War Room. So if you're listening to this and you're excited and you want to help us to save America, please go to momsforliberty.org and click to start a chapter. The chapters are built of a good group, a team of people that you get in your community, and then we work to give you support and resources to be successful. So we'd love to start some chapters.
Tiffany, good fight. People are looking to jump in on this. Having 60 Minutes come after you couldn't be better. Great marketing. Thank you, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Just saying, you see how triggered they were on the term groomer and grooming? Just take out your number 2 pencil and write that down in your book, because that is quite meaningful. It shows you when you speak truth to power, they fear you, right? They fear you. They are coming at Moms for Liberty in the biggest, toughest way. Okay, Lou Dobbs follows us here. Also, we're going to be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on the day of Super Tuesday. Of course, Super Tuesday is just going to be a massive sweep for President Trump, so we're going to be covering it obviously nonstop. So much going on lawfare, so much going on to try to stop President Trump. We don't put you ringside for the best view in the House. We actually put you in the ring. It's the reason the show has power is because of your agency, you using your agency. Action, action, action. And that's why the show moves mountains, because of you. You're the one moving them. I got the easiest job in the world. Just cut the microphone on and have amazing people come and talk about the most important subjects of the day in a detailed presentation to give you the receipts, because you're not around for happy talk. Speaking of getting jacked up, we're going to need you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Be rolling with us. Warpath Coffee. Get up and get a big pot of Warpath Coffee. Warpath.coffee/worm. This is where you get your big discounts. The Navy SEALs, Tej Gill and the team. My Mariners blend, the Dark Roche. You'll love it, but they also have great mild blends, breakfast blends, all of it, flavored blends. Go check it out. And, of course, our own, the one closest to our heart, sacredhumanhealth.com, the grass-fed beef livers, greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom. Check it out. Lou Dobbs is up next. See you tomorrow morning in the War Room.
For War Room veterans, you know we have been all over this supply chain issue with China and medications and the active pharmaceutical ingredients. China has a stranglehold on us, where there's a way to break that. Jace Medical. I got an emergency medication kit from them. The FDA just declared a global shortage of medication and warned that critical antibiotics are in extreme short supply across the United States. But you know that because you're a viewer or listener of the show. Now, here's the action you can take to correct. Do yourself and your family a favor and get your Jace case right now. It's a pack of 5 prescription antibiotics you'll have on hand for common emergencies. Just visit jacemedical.com. That's Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Take a few minutes and fill out the form. Your information will be reviewed by a board-certified physician, and your medication will be dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. You'll be glad you have the Jace case. Go to Jace Medical. That's one word, J-A-S-E, medical.com, and enter code Bannon at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, medical.com. You know what the problem is because you've watched the show.
You can take action and break that problem by going to Jace Medical and get your Jace case today. Action, action, action. .com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.